here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, once again, broadcasting from the bunker, it's another edition of Cheese Please with your hosts,
Daffodil Potter
and Snarf Dude Smythe, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And we got a really odd one this week, Daffodil.
It's one of those things that we just can't resist doing.
Ah, good evening, by the way, Daffodil. Good evening. Is that a bit of a hit?
You sound more like Vincent Price than who you're trying to sound like.
Oh,
just so you know.
Well. horror movie maker Alfred Hitchcock cut an album back in, I don't know when, late 50s, early 60s. No, he didn't sing. He just said a few things in front of, well, you'll figure it out. I'm not going to reveal that much. But he is on the show, our profile of Alfred Hitchcock's music to be buried by.
That's
charming.
Just an odd way to refer to that.
Well, you know what, though, Daffodil?
Wouldn't it be better to call it music to be murdered by?
No, because here's what he was. I figure he was actually thinking of, like, being at the beach and putting someone down in the sand, and he would just bury him with the sand and have the head out. You know, it's no big deal, right? What? Don't look at me like that.
I don't know how else to look at you.
Oh, we'll talk more about it later on the show as well. Besides that, we've got a trip to the Limburger Lounge with Joy Nagel and El Condor Pasa. But we're starting off with Greenlight by Hammond Brothers shortly. What's starting off is Lou Castell and his orchestra and Love Bug. Ooh, that's kind of nice. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. Music's orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Aww.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
Man, oh yeah, man, that's like groovy sounds, man. Oh boy, yeah, man. Wow,
I gotta say, dear listeners, I gotta say,
oh,
if you could have seen Snarf Dude boogieing down just now,
I was doing my best version of the swim I could in this chair, it wasn't easy.
That's one of the things I miss about the van, dear listener, because when we were in the van, he didn't have room to dance. Now he has room to boogie down.
Yeah, I got move. I can move my
he
limbs all around.
He can get out of the chair and he can run around.
Well, I didn't get out of the chair. I had to push the buttons, but you know, the whole thing is I can move around, and that screams Austin Powers, doesn't it? Green Light by the Hammond Brothers, and before that we had Lou Castell and his orchestra with Love Bug. Right here on Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and now it's time for Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, we changed the tone slightly.
Yes, get now we're not going to be serious, because you know what? It's still Cheese, Please.
Get a little creepy.
But it is, you know, really sorry. It's not Halloween, but we're going to play Music to be Buried By.
Good evening. It gets a little creepy, but we're playing a couple songs. We got I Don't Stand a Chance, or Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You by Alfred Hitchcock with the Jeff Alexander Orchestra. But we're starting off with the rather morbid Music to be Buried By. Right here on?
It's not the Count, it's Alfred Hitchcock on Cheese, Please.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it. Our record requires only the simplest of equipment, an ordinary phonograph needle, a 4-inch speaker, and a .38 caliber revolver. Naturally, the record is long playing, even though you may not be. So why don't you relax, lean back and enjoy yourself until the coroner comes.
Cheese, please. The staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese.
I trust that everyone is enjoying the music. As the title of the album suggests, this was meant for your listening pleasure while you are being done in. However, anyone may listen. We have no intention to discriminate. After all, the murderer has as much right to enjoy himself as his victim. Which brings me to this very practical aspect of our album. If you turn the volume up very loud, it will drown out screams.
Thank you.
Please with Alfred Hitchcock, Jeff Alexander, who are orchestra, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you as we profile the Alfred Hitchcock album Everyone Forgot.
And we need to play him one more.
Yes, and it's the Alfred Hitchcock television theme right here on
Cheese Please.
Thus far, this album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant. Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by. Of course, your assassin may have made burial unnecessary. So, if you are completely encased in cement and are teetering on the edge of a pier, please try not to pay attention to this next number. It is not meant for you. As for the others, if you spend your evenings watching murder instead of doing it yourself, you may recognize this.
With guest host Alfred Hitchcock, apparently, on the album anyway. And the Alfred Hitchcock television theme is probably one of the most unusual records we've ever played on the show this week.
We played a record where all the songs were cats meowing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not often you hear of music to be murdered by or anything like that.
We played an album where all the songs were played on tools.
Well, yeah, but that's just...
However, this is the first time we had murder music. You are correct.
We're a little morbid on the show this week, but, you know, it's just, it's cheese, please. You never know what we're going to play. That's the whole idea.
That is the point. That is why it is called The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird.
That's the whole idea. You never know what we're going to play. As a matter of fact, we're going to play this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And as usual, there's going to be a murder feast here for your ears.
Yes, sleazing out of the lounge this week we have...
Joy Neagle, or Nagel, or...
Nagel, probably.
Something like that. Doing her version of the Simon and Garfunkel classic, El Condor Pasa.
This actually scares me.
It does.
It scares me. I haven't heard this. What the listener doesn't know is that half the time, I haven't heard the songs that you're playing.
Yes.
I'm hearing them for the first time, just like the listeners are.
I pick all the music most of the time.
I get surprised. It's awesome.
And you just, like, show up and find out facts, and, you know, it's a team effort here.
And here comes El Condor Pasa.
Right here on...
Cheese, please!
I'd rather be a sparrow than a snake. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would. Away, I'd rather sail away, like a swan that's here and gone. A man gets tied up to the ground, he gives the world its saddest sound, its saddest sound. Yes, I would, if I could, I surely would. And I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would, if I only could, I surely would. I surely would. And I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would, if I only could, I surely would. Away, I'd rather sail away, like a swan that's here and gone. A man gets tied up to the ground, he gives the world its saddest sound, its saddest sound. Well, I'd rather be a forest than a street. Yes, I would, if I could, I surely would. And I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would, if I only could, I surely would, I surely would, I surely would, I surely would, I surely would.
Keith, please, with Joy,
Nagal,
and El Condor Pasa. Why does my tongue get wrapped up so often, Daffodil?
Because you don't practice your tongue twisters like I told you to.
And before that, of course, you know, there was our profile on Alfred Hitchcock.
Music to be murdered by.
Yes, it's rather...
And music to be buried by.
And music to be grooved by, starting off the show. Man, we're just like all over the map this week. I just like this.
Yes, I know you like this. You put it together this way, so it's obvious that you like it.
I suppose, but you know, you've revealed our secrets, Daffodil. You're not supposed to do that. Didn't you see it in the contract?
I didn't sign a contract.
You didn't?
I was picked up running behind the van trying to escape a UFO.
Here.
I mean, there was no contract.
Here, look at this. Look at this. Okay.
That's the user manual for the... Microwave, I think.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was a contract. I don't see any signatures on it, so I guess not.
It's the user manual for the microwave.
We got a microwave?
Yes, in the kitchen.
Oh.
We also have a kitchen.
I know we had a kitchenette, but I didn't know we had a microwave in it.
I'm going to suggest that you do your pneumatic tube thing soon, or you're not going to have time to do it.
Oh, that's fine. I can flip on the switch anytime. I don't remember if I put the piece of paper in the darn tube.
Well, we're going to find out. It's a surprise this week on Cheese Please.
Here we go. Okay. I'm just opening the door here. Oh, I got to wait for the beep.
The door won't open till it beeps.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I got to reach all the way over here.
It went flying across the room when you opened the door. That's dangerous.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's just get a piece of paper here. Oh, look at that. I got the piece of paper. There we go.
See, you were thinking.
We got Captain Kangaroo here, if I can read my writing. Yeah, there it is. Coming around the mountain.
Captain Kangaroo.
Yes.
I remember Captain Kangaroo. He was kind of cool. I'm glad we're going to play him this week on the show.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week where there will be even more shenanigans.
Yes. What kind of shenanigans?
The fun kind.
Of course. Goodbye.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
When she comes.
Singing hallelujah when she comes.
When she comes.
We'll be singing hallelujah. We'll be singing hallelujah. We'll be singing hallelujah when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round.
Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.